There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're blessed because of you. We thank you for turning your radio to 550 K-Fire out of Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, KTGO 1090 in Tioga, and, of course, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well, wherever you're listening. Gosh, we're glad you're out there. Thank you very much for tuning us in today on the program. Tuesday's kind of our farm day. It's our ag day. We're talking farm and ranch issues with our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau generally on Tuesday. We asked Carl Peterson to come in today and join us from Peterson Farms Seed and talk about what has been, I guess some would say, a pretty historic planting season. A lot of strange weather and a lot of wet and yet not anywhere near as bad as it could have been. So. Kind of just curious how folks are faring. And, of course, if you plant soybeans or corns, you know about the folks from Peterson's and dealing with a lot of folks out there in that world. So the folks they're dealing with will get a chance to get a sense of how they've fared so far this year and welcome your questions and comments as well on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Things working now, Todd? Could they text you as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You got the gizmos working now and everything?
Yeah. Well, that gizmo was working.
All as well.
Different gizmo that wasn't working.
Yeah. Well, I knew it was a different gizmo, but I didn't want you unavoidably detained with one gizmo.
They're not all connected. Thank God they're not all connected. You'd hate for one to go out and they all go out, right?
Yeah. No, we wouldn't want that to happen. No, definitely not. So all is good now.
All is good.
Okay. Very good. And that number is 701-226-8503. Quick reminder, if you don't have it yet circled on your calendar, I'd love for you to grab that June calendar and circle June 25th and 26th, especially if you have mineral rights. If you're a royalty owner, you're going to want to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference. Yours truly looking forward to that. I'll be up there actually Thursday night emceeing the dinner. Nice social. It starts about 5, and then a dinner, and then they have some great entertainment. Milo Hotzenbuehler will be the entertainer. But more importantly, if you're a royalty owner, the biggest names in oil and gas in North Dakota, really a lot of great information for you on many fronts. So check it out. The full agenda is at naro-nd.org, N-A-R-O-nd.org. And if you'd like to join us, it's $125. It's a great bargain for two full days of event. There's actually a Bakken tour if you want to take that in the morning. That's optional. And then the full agenda starts at mid-afternoon, early afternoon on Thursday. Goes through Friday as well, Friday afternoon. 800-558-0557 is that number, 800-558-0557. Carl Peterson is here. Hey, Carl, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well, you bet.
Nice to see you.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah. Always enjoy my time. We had a great event on at Peterson Farms Seeds last year. A little dinner in the field.
Yeah, we're doing that again.
I heard that.
Coming up in August. That's really my wife's brainchild in conjunction with Common Ground. And, of course, the idea is to connect with people who are really not any longer connected with the farm. You know, you see a lot of controversy in the press about GMOs and organic versus conventional. And really the biggest source of that controversy is people really don't understand how food is produced. They just want safe food for their families. And this is just an event that, you know, several things that we do to try and communicate Egg's message to a larger audience.
Well, that's why we're doing this, too. Really, you know, we have a love for agriculture. It is really the backbone of the heritage of North Dakota, without question. It's a huge part of what we do, yet there's also an enormous amount of people every day that just sort of take it for granted, even though it's all around us, you know. So we don't want that to be the case either. So if we can educate and inform and hopefully entertain folks as we go along the way, that's great as well. And a lot of folks that are out there making their living in this industry as well. So Carl is able to help us in a lot of fronts, educate the
city folks, but also, you know, also answer any questions that any growers might have. So if you do have questions or comments, feel free to give us a ring. How would you characterize the growing season so far this year?
Unusual. But having said that, you know, one of the challenges of farming in this part of the country, this upper Midwest region, is that we have way more variability than the rest of the country. If you look at the I states, the Corn Belt, and so on, they enjoy a little more steady climate during the normal course of the year. In North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota, South Dakota, too wet, too dry, too hot, too cold, those are all part of the normal what we face up here. That's just the way it is. Now, this year was maybe even a little more abnormal than you would usually expect, with it being, you know, an early spring, very dry, and then, of course, we had the wettest May on record. So a lot of challenges out there to get the crop in, a lot of challenges for the crop that was seeded to emerge. But all in all, I think most growers are satisfied, or at least understanding that it could have been a lot worse.
There was a lot of talk of a large amount of replanting being necessary. Did that come to fruition?
It really didn't. Broadly, you know, some areas there's a fair amount of replanting, and, you know, a lot of areas there's a small amount of replanting, both corn and soybeans, you know, due to the cold conditions and the excessive moisture. When their crops are just sprouted, they're very vulnerable to too much moisture. It doesn't take very long at all for corn to die, or soybeans, or really any crop, if it sits underwater at that vulnerable stage.
So why did we end up needing a lot less replanting than was initially thought?
Oh, you know, that's really a hard question to answer. It's really hard to know why one field and across the road the other field turned out better. I think part of it is, you know, we do have more robust genetics across most crops. There's a lot more crops being treated with seed treatments that help with some of the funguses and so on that attack the crops. So I think that's part of it. And part of it is really unexplainable.
Just Mother Nature.
Exactly right.
It's a twist and a turn that you can't explain.
Yep.
Yeah. When you do have somebody that needs replanting, I mean, do they say, hey, Carl, okay, you know, I got X amount of acres, is washed out. They're paying the price, same price for seed. Do you work with these folks? What happens?
Oh, no. Most companies, including us, we have a special arrangement for growers that need to replant. It depends a little bit on the situation. You know, whether the crop is up or you know, whether it's, you know, planted the right depth and so on and so forth. But
as nice as it was, as early as it was, it would seem to be to be, you know, pretty natural to want to get in the field and get an early start, especially if we had so many, you know, late starts of late with all the wet. Is that something you encourage this year?
You know, we were actually early in the spring trying to discourage growers from planting soybeans too early. You know, that first week of May, you know, to plant the whole crop is can be a little risky, although quite honestly, a lot of guys went out and did that, and that turned out pretty good for them. On our farm, we were waiting a little bit, and we still have a little bit to plant, because with the wet May we had, we didn't get another shot at it yet. So, but it's hard to know. You know, what turns out to be the correct answer this year might be completely wrong next year.
So how do you decide? Is it gut feel, or what do you do?
Oh, you have to kind of look at the I like to look at the probabilities. I like to look at expected value and say, hey, you know, there's a 20% chance that this is going to turn out to be a disaster, but the consequences are not that severe. Well, I'll probably go ahead and take that shot. On the other hand, and honestly, a lot of what we produce on our farm is one of a kind, new increases. So there's no replanting those, there's no more seed. So we try to be a little more cautious with that.
You mentioned you were discouraging it early on just because of your of the odds of knowing what peril was potential with that much spring left in the way of weather.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because, you know, if you plant that early, a lot of bad things can happen. You know, if you don't have enough moisture, if it gets cold, about the worst thing you can do is plant seeds in marginal moisture conditions and then have it get very cold. And then, of course, we did get a lot of rain, which took care of that, but then it froze. If that freeze had come a week earlier, we probably would have had 15 or 20% replant rather than, you know, single digits.
All right. So all in all, fared pretty well, despite of, you know, what you mentioned in the way of a very bizarre sort of weather pattern here.
You know, I guess I'd say that's probably true. You know, it doesn't really feel that way for some growers who have many acres underwater now with the excess rain, particularly up north we had earlier, or growers that still have a lot of crop that have not been able to get in the ground. You know, but across the broad region, I'd say we kind of dodged a bullet.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because we need to dodge a bullet, don't we?
We do.
After a couple of challenging years, it'd be a welcome change, right?
Yep.
Carl Peterson is here from Peterson Farm Seeds. If you have a question or comment, welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Take a short break. Come back with more of our conversation with Carl. Talking ag today on the What's On Your Mind. Welcome your questions or comments. Brought to you in part by our friends in Medora. By the way, the Medora musical is underway. Started on Friday, so less than a week under the belt, and the rave reviews are pouring in. You can go online to Medora.com, or you can call 1-800-MEDORA-1 to make your reservations for the greatest show in the West. It's a dandy. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you having trouble collecting your royalty payments? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention at the Grand Hotel June 25th and 26th. For more information, visit naro-us.org. It's a great deal, jam-packed with great resources for you as a royalty owner. The biggest names in oil and gas will be speaking. You can take the Bakken tour Thursday morning, and there's great entertainment with comedian Milo Hatzenbuehler, plus a jam-packed informative schedule Thursday and Friday. To sign up, you can call 800-558-0557. That number again, 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to register or see a full list of events at naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. For more information on these summer field days, contact your county extension office. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you this summer at one of these field days events.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm talking about the parts you need. They have it. I was talking to Tracy Oxtead, who was in Yankton. She's one of the professionals there at Heedall's. Been with them a long time. Started as a bookkeeper there, and now is the manager down there in Yankton. And she had a great story about somebody looking for a part for a 53 Buick Special, a master cylinder and some brake parts, they rounded them up. You know, and found them. And they really take pride in that. I mean, if there's a particular part. You know, some places you walk in and say, hey, do you have a part for such and such? Nah, you know, don't give you. Heedals will do the work to find it. They'll get it for you. And that's why they say Heedals has it. But they not only have the parts you need, Heedals also has the people. And Tracy's a good example of that. As I mentioned, she started as a bookkeeper, now as the manager. There's so many stories like that. They're like a family. And you, the customer of the family, too, when it comes to Heedals. They really take great care of you. They're good car people as well. I always ask, what's your first car? We have a great conversation about the first car. Tracy was a little embarrassed because it was an 88 Plymouth Horizon. She said, actually, her husband said that right after they made the Pacer, they made the Horizon. Not exactly, you know, kind of that fun hot rod first car you get, but had a stick shift and the whole thing. But they're a car family, and her husband's got a 89 Corvette and a 90 Camaro and a 66 Chevelle. And so just like a lot of the customers, they really do treat you right. Heedals.com to find a location near you all throughout South Dakota, Western Minnesota, North Dakota, of course, Eastern Montana, too. Heedals has it. You tell them that Scott sent you. Continuing our conversation, talking ag today with Kyle Peterson from Peterson Farms Seeds here today on the program. And if you have soybeans on the farm or corn on the farm, you probably know the good folks from Peterson's growers all throughout. You got growers in the all throughout the north central states up here, right? The northern plain states that we're talking to?
Absolutely. North Dakota, northwest Minnesota, and then down into South Dakota.
And I love the Peterson Farms Seeds story. And, you know, how you grew up the farm and how this has continued to grow and grow and grow. And you and Julie have done this and shown so many people. But for folks that are not familiar, how did you go from growing up the farm to having a seed business?
Well, actually, it was kind of an accident. And the first thing I got to say, you know, so Julie and I did start the company, but we haven't done that. We've got a team of people that you just can't beat. They're unstoppable, and they will do what they need to do to serve the customer, and that's really been the key to our growth. We've grown every year in the last 20 years. This summer, we're going to celebrate 20 years. We're going to have a big party, and every year we've had growth in every year in 20 years. We've grown the amount of acres that Peterson Farm Seeds planted on, so we're very happy with that. But of course, we got wonderful customers, and it's a great part of the world to do business with, especially in ag. And our team gets all the credit for that.
That's really neat. That really is. So the seed business, you go from growing up on the farm and getting a great education down there at Iowa State, and now in the seed business 20-plus years, how'd that start?
Well, of course, the key thing I got at Iowa State, I did get a piece of paper, you know, a degree, but that's where I got my wife.
It was a pretty good catch.
Yeah, absolutely.
You married up.
Absolutely. That's really the key. She's been a great partner, both in life and raising her kids, but also in the business. She handles all the marketing and a lot of other things, and then she keeps most of my stupid ideas from, you know, creating a total turmoil. But really, we farmed. We're the third generation on the farm. And in 1993, there was a scab epidemic, and we put a gravity separator in and cleaned scab wheat all winter. We ran 24 hours a day and cleaned all our wheat and cleaned a lot of our neighbor's wheat. And, you know, we cleaned a unit train full of wheat, creating a marketable wheat product out of something that the elevators wouldn't accept. In fact, back in those days, there was some headlines in the forum. They're questioning whether or not the wheat was going to have to go to a sanitary or a hazardous landfill because of the vomitoxin, which, of course, was, in retrospect, kind of silly. But, you know, that's what was going on. And after we'd done that, we said, well, you know, that's kind of like being in the seed business, so maybe we'll go in the seed business. And of course, we didn't know anything about that. But we're fast learners and we work hard. So, you know, that's kind of how we started. And we've just sort of taken it from there. The key is to recognize what you don't know and figure out who does know it and either get them on your team or find out from them, you know, what you need to do and what you need to know. And then, of course, listen to the customers. What are they looking for?
And once they're a customer and they're planting your seed, talk about the dialogue. What kind of things go on? Like, for instance, this year now, we just talked about a very challenging planting season. Some folks still not in, right? Now we're cranking. We're going. What kind of how are you watching that? How are you keeping track on the yields and how things are looking and what, you know, spraying is necessary? Just give me a little sense of that partnership that goes on.
Sure. So we don't get involved in spraying, but of course a lot of the products that we sell have herbicide resistance in them. So, you know, we try to, if it's Liberty Link, we try to provide best practices for the guys as far as timing and rates and adjuvants and things like that. And of course with various customers, we work in different ways. We one of the things that we've tried to focus on is the agronomy side of the business, right? So, I mean, we don't do marketing seminars and those kind of things, but we do an awful lot of work with agronomy. And those growers that are interested, we put on agronomy seminars in the wintertime. We have the largest field day in the upper Midwest. We do a lot of on-farm, more practical research, as well as yield trials and chemical trials and those kind of things. But the kind of things that, you know, are interesting to farmers. Sometimes, quite honestly, in corn, we learned that, you know, we can sell a grower a newer hybrid and maybe increase their yield this way, but sometimes the best thing we can do to help our customers is to convince them that they should maybe slow down a little bit when they're planting to get a better stand. And those are the kind of things that we try to work on. Yeah, we sell seed, but really our mission is to help our customers raise their yields.
And we're moving the needle in an pretty incredible fashion in that regard, are we not?
Oh, it's amazing, the technology that's come to light. You know, really over the course of the last 30, 40, 50 years, we've increased corn yields across the country by between 1 and 2 bushels. With a lot of the biotech things that have come online, that's increased that pace. In soybeans, the advent of Roundup soybeans meant that there was a lot more research flowing into disease resistance and better genetics, and the increases that we've seen in yields. And in basic agronomics, and consistency has been huge, and that's going to continue.
What does that mean to the consumer?
Well, that means to the American consumer that they have, can continue to enjoy the most abundant and lowest price food supply of any society in the history of the world. You know, we talk about the 7 wonders of the world and all these fabulous buildings. To me, you go out to Hornbacher's or another grocery store, whatever town you live, this large supermarket, you walk up and down the aisles. And to me, that's just absolutely amazing, the supply that we have. And relative to incomes, the inexpensive food supply that we have, you know, you hear about food safety and those kind of things, but our food supply now is safer than it's ever been. I think that's just a testament to the technology involved, but also to the American farmer.
I worry that we take that for granted and just assume that it will always be there, but there are many threats to that, that way of life. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back from a break. And by the way, last chance, if you have any questions or comments, Carl will join us for one more segment here coming up after a short timeout. And that number for you to call would be 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. So, you know, when you go to the store and buy a box of cereal, it doesn't come from the store. I mean, it does, but where did it come to the store from? That's what we're going to talk about. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Insignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Been a wet spring so far. It's one of the reasons that the growers we talked to that have bought an Apache sprayer are so fired up, because they have a fighting chance of getting out there, you know. And when it is wet, that's the great thing about an Apache sprayer. It has that light footprint. It'll get you there. It also is one of the reasons that mechanically these things are just fantastic. I mean, the breakdowns are rare, and when they do, the warranty is the best in the biz. So it's a long way of telling you, Apache sprayer is the best, and in these parts you get them from our friends at High Plains Apache. They have locations both in Mandan and in Frontier, which is just south of Fargo, exit 60. They also have that new ET Ag Center now, where you get 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, anything you could possibly imagine, they've got it. And if they don't have it, they'll have it at your doorstep in a day or two. As simple as that. Also, wanted me to tell you that there are some great deals right now on interest rates if you're looking at a new sprayer, and they've got a great selection. Here's a good tip. Go to highplainsapache.com if you can't stop and see them in Mandan or in Frontier, and browse their selection, highplainsapache.com, or call them. You can give them a ring, and they love it when you stop by and see them. Coffee's on, so come by and see them at High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer dealer. 27 before the top of the hour. Continuing our conversation, talking a little ag today, having a great time with Carl Peterson of Peterson Farms Seeds. If you have a question, 800-228-0550. Carl's here for one more segment with us today on the program. So we talked at the beginning of our conversation a little bit about, it's a change, really, I think. And I think about my grandparents grew up on the farm, right? And my dad was in the radio business, so I wasn't on the farm, but I was at my grandparents' farm, right? And I was at my uncle's farm, and I at least had enough knowledge of okay, this is you know, if we want to eat pork chops, that's where the pigs come from, and if we want corn flakes, then I want to be able to do corn. It seems like we're in an era where there's more and more of a disconnect from, you know, knowing somebody on the farm as a family member or growing up on the farm, and the consumer. Am I right?
No, I think you're exactly right. But I think there's really three factors involved, maybe more. But the first one would be that there is a disconnect from a distance, right? Because most people used to have grandparents on the farm, or parents on the farm, or grew up on the farm. But that's really changed. Even in North Dakota and some of the larger cities, there are people that really have never been on a farm. The second thing is that we've had a lot of technological advances that are not that easy to explain. Some of the GMO things, some of the fertility things, some of the chemistries that we're using. And while they're safe, they're very complicated, so it's a longer story. And then, of course, the third thing was with the rise of the Internet. There's all kinds of misinformation out there. You've got people who can just put up anything they want to that doesn't have to have any scientific basis. People read that, and, you know, when folks read that, they've got families. They want to make sure their food supply is safe, and so they can become alarmed about things that really have no basis in fact.
So how do you address that? I mean, what would, you know, is that just it is what it is, or is that something that concerns you?
Oh, no, it concerns me. It's definitely not it is what it is, because as farmers, our mission, it's not just a job. Our mission is to grow enough food to feed not just people in this country, but the people around the world, right? So if we have undue restrictions and regulations on some of these technologies, it's probably not going to be, the family in Cincinnati or North Dakota or California that are going to be short food. It's going to be the people in some of the developing world where they struggle to find enough food to eat as it is, because those folks depend on the U.S. farmer for a lot of their food supply. So I'm very concerned that we might lose some of the technologies that we need to feed the expected 9 billion people that we're going to have by 2050. And so we need, in agriculture, we need to communicate that message. We need to get the facts out there. We need to stand up when people like Dr. Oz or the Food Babe or some of those people are putting out this misinformation and say, wait a minute. Let's look at what's real and what's scientifically based and what the facts are, because the facts support a modern high-tech egg.
So what is the motivation there when some of those things come out there? I mean, we've got a new organic grocery store opening in North Dakota today, first major, retailer coming in with a organic grocery store, and that, there's people that obviously shop there because they read Dr. Oz, right? Or they see Dr. Oz and they say, "Boy, I better go there," or I'm going to have the possibility of all these things that could possibly happen to me.
Well, and that's fine. I have no animus towards organic foods. If people want to produce and consume organic foods, that's their right. In fact, in part of our business, we used to export food-grade soybeans to the Far East, and for a time we were certified organic as a cleaning facility. So we understand that pretty well. What I object to is when people want to force that system on the rest of the world. Upper-income folks can afford to eat organic if they want. No problem with that. That's their right. But when they, through misinformation and scare tactics, try to convince a young family that may be struggling financially that they need to spend 30, 40, 50, 80% more for organic food when the conventional food is just as safe, I think they're doing a great disservice to that family. And if we lose that technology broadly, we can't produce enough food to feed the world.
Sherry in Jamestown for Carl Peterson from Peterson Farms Seed today with us. Talking ag on What's on Your Mind. Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Terry Wanzig.
Oh, hey, Terry. They said they told me it was Jerry. But
No. I thought I'd call. I was listening to you guys planting just to say hi to a couple of good friends, and you're talking about one of my favorite subjects, agriculture. So I appreciate what Carl had to say there, and also we're one of his customers. We plant a lot of Peterson seeds, so just want to say thank you, and I enjoyed what you were talking about.
And Terry, you grew up on the farm, obviously, and Carl probably see the disconnect happening more and more. What would you suggest be done to address it?
Well, I think it's imperative upon us to tell our story, just like Carl is sharing with you today. I've been involved with a number of groups, and I think a lot of us in agriculture are recognizing if we don't tell our story, nobody else is going to. And it's a really good story, too. It's a story of success, and it's a story of, high productivity. And I've always said I've been very proud to be to say I'm an American farmer.
It is so very important, that's for sure, and the backbone of our society. Well,
yeah.
How are things looking for you and around Jamestown?
Well, we're probably going to finish planting today. We're seeding fennel beans, actually, as I'm speaking to you here. And I know I was interested in what Carl had to say about some of the reseeding. And, I know we tried to hold off until it seemed appropriate to seed. I know I called my son a number of times when I was in the legislature saying, why aren't we planting corn? And he had to talk me down and say, just hold it, just wait, it's too early. And I'm really glad he did, because some of the earlier stuff, some of the corn, we had to reseed one field. But overall, I would say things are starting to take shape with this heat now. We've had plenty of rain. So things are starting to look better.
Sounds good. Terry, anything for Carl? Rather, anything for Terry?
No, just thanks for the call. And also thank Terry for all his work. He works with a group called Truth and Trade about technology, which does a lot of work getting information out to some of the mainstream larger publications about the story of American agriculture, and that's just vital.
Right.
Can't spend enough time doing that. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say, listening to you guys, I thought, oh, gee, there's two of my friends talking about my favorite subject, and I just appreciate both of you. I appreciate what Carl's done, and his story is a great story, and his seed is a good quality seed, and the service is second to none. So just enjoyed listening to the program.
Terry, good to hear your voice, my friend. Yep. Take care, and best to Team Wanzek there out by Windsor, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Yep.
Yeah, but good to talk to you. 800-228-0550. Here's another call that came in earlier.
Good morning, Scott. I hear you talking about ag issues today. And, Scott, you just mentioned, you just said, a disconnect. The consumer is disconnected from his food source. Okay, stopping cool, is not that a disconnect? The American, we're going to be importing fresh beef from Argentina and Brazil now. And we can't label our beef, and they have foot and mouth disease in Brazil. I'm getting disconnected. Thank you.
All right. Actually, you disconnected yourself there, as a matter of fact. 800-228-0550. That debate, obviously, is folks even in the industry on two sides of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I'm a crops guy, so when it gets to livestock issues, I defer to those people who know much more about that.
You don't want in on that fight, do you, Carl?
I don't want in on that fight.
No. You probably have customers that are on both sides of it, say.
There probably are, right?
Yeah.
And, the fact of the matter is I'm not afraid to take a stand on something I believe in, but, when it comes to those issues, I'm just not well enough informed to talk about it.
Yeah, interesting. I think the disconnect is what ought to unite us all, though, in saying this is important to make sure that. And, Gore speaking out is a big thing. Here, put a face to it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the things we encourage, growers broadly to become involved in. And, of course, that's one of the things the farm organizations do so well. I know Farm Bureau is a sponsor of your program, and I'm a lifelong Farm Bureau member, and they've done a great job, a lot of those things.
Yeah, they sure have. These things snowball, especially like the GMO thing on the national level. I mean, it becomes a juggernaut. I mean, and it really just every year a little bit louder, isn't it, Carl?
Well, certainly. And, of course, with the Internet, things can proliferate. People make assertions. Assertion is different from an argument. I can assert anything I want to, but if I can't back it up, that's all it is. But, you don't really need to do that in a lot of cases.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
For the farmers out there, keep on planting until you're done and get it sprayed. And that's what they'll be doing. Great, great folks to work with. We're just blessed to be here in this region and in ag.
Keep planting, and if you do say so yourself, maybe a little Peterson soybeans or corn there, probably.
Well, of course, that would be my preference.
Right, right. Yeah, you're just so modest about it. But you guys do a great work out there. Hi to the whole team, and look forward to seeing you a lot before the growing season's done.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Carl Peterson of Peterson Farms Seed, our guest today on What's on Your Mind, talking a little ag. All right. One more segment to go as we wrap up. You tell me what's on your mind. I'll tell you what's on mine. Tuesday edition. After this.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennon talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tyler, who farms up by Candu, is going to tell us what farmers do after the crop is planted. Tyler.
Well, after the crop is in the ground, most farmers are getting ready for spring. If they haven't already been, usually after you get everything in the ground, you got about 1 or 2 weeks to just basically clean up, getting them tractors, air seeders, and planters getting washed up. And then the spring season starts right away. Most guys around here have their own sprayers. Personally, I have a family that has a spraying service. I run water for him all summer. Just like every other family on the weekends, you head to the lake as much as possible and some golf in when you can. After that, it's getting stuff ready for the next season, spring, even getting that harvest equipment out and get ready to go with that.
All right, Tyler, thanks for that. We get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Find out more at ndfb.org. There's all kinds of them there. It's really neat. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Joe, traveling I-94, has a comment. And then I asked Carl to stay because I forgot to ask him about drones. So more with Carl Peterson from Peterson Farms Seeds in a moment here on drones. How did I forget to ask about drones? My favorite obsession. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. This is Joe Wiegand. I play Theodore Roosevelt out in Medora, and have enjoyed being a guest on your program as TR.
Well, I am, so glad to hear from you, Joe. And by the way, I've been hearing from folks about how great Buffalo was last night. I know I was invited out by the Melvins. I wanted to be there and could not, but sounds like you wowed them for a great cause in Buffalo last night. Way to go.
And thank you so much. The credit goes to the original and to a great audience that included Carl Peterson and Peterson Farms Seeds that bought the teddy bear at auction, making a nice donation to the restoration of Buffalo High School, built in 1916, and the good people there restoring. And this morning, Scott, I came from performing for the boys at the American Legion Boys State Program in Wahpeton. Boys State was started in Illinois by the American Legion to fight the fact that the Communist Party of the United States was holding summer camps in the 1930s, telling the young people that this was a terrible country. And the American Legion rallied to teach boys at summer camp about our great republic and the sacrifices made that we can live free and prosperous. And this morning I was just a little concerned. I meeting with some of the counselors and wonderful teacher Neil Litton, who's been a two-decade leader of the Boys State program, a Boys State program that's given us graduates like Ed Schaefer, our former governor and chairman of the Medora Foundation, was a Boys Stater, and so many others. Well, they've got a very small group of Boys Staters this year, and I just would encourage those that are involved in our North Dakota high schools and in the American Legion Post and the American Legion Auxiliary to redouble our efforts to make sure that we're sending young people between their junior and senior year to Boys State at Wahpeton and Girls State up at Grand Forks. The country needs young leaders to know what this country's about. There's no finer program than the American Legion. So just on the freshness of this morning's presentation, I wanted to ask your listeners to go to their local American Legion Post and ask them how they might support the Boys State and Boys and Girls State programs here in North Dakota.
Great advice, Joe. Nice to hear from you. All the best. We'll see you at Medora, okay?
Speak softly and carry a big stick on the bully pulpit.
Yeah, exactly right. And by the way, I would also add that that event last night in Buffalo was benefiting the Buffalo Historical Society. You can find out more about that at BuffaloND.com. Neat event. Carl, thanks for sticking around for an extra moment or two here.
Absolutely. And, of course, I second what your caller was saying. I was a Boy State graduate myself. It was a great experience.
Yeah, and it's alarming to hear the numbers are down like that.
Yeah, it is.
Not good. Times are changing. We got to do our part to keep those time-honored traditions alive and well because they put out some good candidates. So are drones a game-changer for agriculture?
They could be. First thing, we prefer to call them UAVs because drones kind of conjure up this whole predator thing and so on and so forth. But, you know, that's common parlance. They could be – the jury is out on how much they're really going to be valuable in the precision world, right? So there's really two kinds. We're working with both. Again, this is part of our – this isn't really involved with corn and soybean seed, but it's part of our efforts to find ways to help growers raise their yields. So you've got the quadcopters, which are the, you know, the little smaller ones. They're not very expensive, carry cameras that can see things. You can go up and you can see low spots in the field or if there's an obvious nitrogen deficiency. So those are a lot of fun, but they're also valuable in that sense, in the broader sense. Really where the potential is in the more fixed wing that take geo-reference photos, stitch them together, and then take some further analysis, some NDVI, infrared, those kind of things, because it's almost Star Trek-y, some of the things that we think are going to happen in the future. Can't do them yet, but as far as nitrogen deficiency or detecting soybean aphids in certain parts of the field and then being able to take that information and put that into a variable rate map for a sprayer, they'd be able to just spray those parts again. Reduce costs for farmers, increase yields, but also reduce the amount of pesticides we have to use.
So, jury a little bit out yet, but could be a major game changer.
Could be a major game changer. You know, like a lot of those technologies, I think there'll be great value there. Sometimes the value comes in ways that you didn't expect it to start with.
Plus, they're fun.
Plus, they're a lot of fun.
Aren't they, right? And you got to have a little fun while you're working, right? Yeah, part of the game. Interesting. Thanks, Carl. Great having you.
Great to be here.
Learned a lot and enjoyed it, and hopefully you did as well. Folks, thanks for listening. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. The most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you the 2-for-1 deal, or call them at 800-506-9028. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Need a new building now? LegacySteelBuilding.com, a leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. They build them all around the world. Look around. You'll see a Legacy Steel building near you. Ag buildings, airplane hangars, horse barns and arenas, industrial steel buildings, storage buildings, garage, workshop, warehouses, trucking facilities, and so much more. The new Coca-Cola plant in Williston, a Legacy Steel building. The Black Gold Truck and Repair Center, Highway 2 near the Montana border, a Legacy Steel building. The new Lowenbrow Pipeline Company up in Epping, a Legacy Steel building. The Sweet Crude Travel Center in Grassy Butte, a Legacy Steel building. You get the idea. Go online now, LegacySteelBuilding.com. The closer you look, the better they look. LegacySteelBuilding.com or call 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. If you need a building now, you need Legacy Steel Buildings.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.